And now this is a dictation for Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, January 2941, address as a letter, Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, 4631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow-up for Mr. Berry, obstructed uropathy, chronic kidney disease, last visit in July, comes accompanied with wife. He's doing at least 4 or 5 times bladder catheterization, recently treated for UTI infection, denies abdominal back pain, denies fever, nausea, vomiting, bowel problems, urine appears clear, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. He has a rash, has seen dermatology, etiology unknown on his back, no blisters, some pruritus, used to follow with Dr. Witzke urology, but apparently no need for further follow-up. Medication list review, blood pressure and lodipine. Today, weight 157, blood pressure by nurse 150/87, alert or intestine free, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal tenderness, no edema or gross neurological problems. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is December, creatinine 1.86. Representing a GFR 35 stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and no gross anemia. There was prior elevated prostate 12-14, but the most recent one is around 5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Obstructive uropathy, continued bladder catheterizations, recent UTI resolved, no sepsis, CKD stage 3, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Blood pressure in the office high, needs to be checked at home. There has been no need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate, stable nutrition, normal calcium, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for EPO treatment. Come back in 6 months.